Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Hello and welcome to Dare to Dream. This is the show where the extraordinary isn't fiction, it's the conversation. So my question to you is this: what if everything you've ever believed about healing, your trauma, your story, your limits, was slowing you down? Today you're going to meet Ken Lloyd. He's a multidimensional healer and soul-infused Wakanu whose very presence realigns energy, dissolves distortion, and activates remembrance of your original design. Stay with us, because in the next hour, you're not only going to hear about transformation, you're going to get to feel it. This conversation with Ken carries codes from the Library of Creation itself, a living, multidimensional field of source intelligence that restores coherence to your energy system and awakens your infinite potential. If you'd like to learn more about him, go to kenlloydofficial.com. And with that, I welcome Ken Lloyd to Dare to Dream. So great to have you here.
Hi, thank you for the invite. Looking forward to this very much. So yeah, let's rock and roll. What can I explain? How can I help?
Well, I just want the audience to know, like, my connection with you is sort of cosmic. And I don't know if you even remember this, but a character by the name of Jerome Martin came into my sphere. And we started having a couple of calls together, and he gave me a session, and real young upcoming buck. And out of nowhere, he said, "This is so interesting. You know, I work with this guy, Ken Lloyd. He's this powerful healer. And he told me in my last session, you're going to meet a woman named Debbie who works on radio or podcasts, and she's going to help change your life. She's going to give you some information and direction and that," and which I did, by the way. I ended up teaching him how to be interviewed on podcasting. And there we were, literally living out your prediction. He met me, Debbie. Yeah. I did that work. I gave him that information. So that's so cool. And now here you are.
Yeah. It's so crazy. And, you know, interesting, when I'm doing the work I'm doing, I don't remember anything. I'm like, Jerome, did I actually do that? And meaning that while I do this amazing stuff, because I'm always up there, I mean, wherever I'm at, I don't remember anything going on. I'm literally in the now, right? I don't, I can't remember much about yesterday, the day before. It's the weirdest thing. But what comes through in the channels is pretty accurate normally. And it's not that I'm a channeler per se, right? What I do is I move the energy in your field, but I can also read the energy. And reading the energy is like reading a book on what's coming up, what timelines, those type of things, even though that's not my core competency. I'm able to identify what we would call energetic distortions. So imagine our body is being recreated a billion times a second, all right, energy. And it's being created from our field. When we have energetic distortions in the field, it creates dis-ease and discomfort in the body. So when you remove that distortions, your body, your emotional, your mental, your spiritual gifts, they all show up rather rapidly, often instantaneously, right? Because that distortion is not there, you rise in your frequency and you step into who you really are, because there's nothing in the way now. And this is what I do, energy work. But I do it so fast, and I do it without an understanding of the human body. I can't tell you anything about the body or how emotions work or the mental work. I'm able to show up with thousands of different light languages that flow through my hollow bone. And the team does all the work. It's the craziest thing. I'm like, oh, okay. So now we're fixing your posture in real time, right? The pain goes away in real time. And, you know, it's the point now where if something doesn't happen, I'm like, oh, what's going on? It's such a strange feeling, but it's what I do. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I really appreciate you using those words, hollow bone, because that's something I literally employ every time I do shamanic energy work on somebody with somebody. That's the very first thing I do. I just ask the shamanic lineage to come through me, allow me to be a hollow bone. And for folks who don't know what that means, like, we get out of the way. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, of myself, I am nothing to operate this healing. But when I release all of self, so to speak, and allow something else way more advanced and benevolent to flow through me and ancient, what I can know and facilitate is nothing short of amazing. Yeah. I don't have to understand it. I just know what happens. And so I love that you use that word and those words. And you have said yourself, in this incredible journey, I'm sure very unexpected journey you have been on, that you had a near-death experience. And after your near-death experience, your previous life disappeared. Can you describe that walk-in moment? Mm-hmm. What happened as your multidimensional aspects integrated? And I think that's important for people to hear, because often you hear with a walk-in, there's some maybe a solid being that came and occupied the body while the old being left. But you use the word multi-dimensional.
Yeah. So soul infusion. So first of all, there's a couple different type of walk-ins. There's what they call an exchange. One walks out, they slap hands on the way by, the other one walks in, right? And then we have soul braids. And I was a soul braid for a while, so Ken never left. And I'll explain the event in a moment. Mm-hmm. But I never left, but one came over, then 13, then nine more. But that's a braid. We all occupied the field. And then in Tulum in July of last year, through a Cambo and a Bufo, they all merged into my physical structure to become a soul infusion. So I'm one with them. Now, to back the story up, my previous life was cybersecurity. I'm a self-taught entrepreneur. I've built three companies, sold them to Silicon Valley, sold them to cyber intelligence firms in D.C. This is my core competency. But in the third company, I was under an incredible amount of stress. I think I was 47, so this was 2018. So I'm in my late 40s when this happened, right? And no spirituality, guys, no religion, no clue, no nothing. And I found myself, well, I later learned the word was triggered by the business partner, a lot of anger. And I went to lay down in my bed, and my stomach arched in the air like an upside-down letter U. I was frozen in position, electrified in position. And when this happened, I could feel swirling inside of the abdomen and heat. And that went on for 3 or 4 minutes, and then I popped out and I passed out. Now, let me explain what happened that moment. And I later found this out because I didn't really know. It took me a year and a half, almost 2 years to figure it out. But the idea of having a near death, tunnel opens, you go over, you have an epiphany, you have a conversation, a life review, an instant healing, whatever your near death experience is. But mine wasn't a near death. It was a massive trauma release out of all the cells in the body at once. So the trauma I've had since birth up until that point was being released at once. See, the idea of the tunnel opening, trauma being released, and I had a soul aspect walk in, didn't know what happened. Imagine sitting behind you, right, in the background, just kind of quietly telling you what to do, suggesting what to do. And I woke up the next day no longer angry, had no idea what just took place. And I hit Google, and I hit Google hard. What is energy work? What just took place, right? And I found every moment of my life consumed with trying to figure out what happened. And it was 2 years almost before I realized there was a walk-in there, okay? And that was the walk-in that said, go buy this book. Go read it. Go see a psychic. Go learn what a medium is. Go learn what energy is. Go learn what the chakras are, the auric field. So none of this background. And I had no idea why I was doing this, but I was consumed. So I read a book on energy healing, right? Went ahead and did my Reiki. Huge fan of Reiki, even though I don't do it, but it opens up all the energy channels. And when I read the book and started doing the exercises, sure enough, people were reporting things happening. Now, it was minimal, like just happening, but minimal. And I'm thinking, well, that's crazy. And sure enough, more and more happened. And spirit started putting people in front of me with similar conditions. For instance, people had shoulder work. And it would take me an hour to take the pain out of the shoulder or, do whatever that is. And by the time the 3 weeks were up, I was able to do it within minutes, right? So what I understand now is the divine, which I'll talk about that in a minute, the divine, when that energy comes down, it still needs a human in order to do the work. So when my previous background was a programmer, creating software, creating programs. Well, this is what I was doing in the human body, creating programs to use that divine energy to heal the body. And doing this, doing this now, I'm able to shift your field instantaneous in seconds. That shoulder issue goes away in seconds now, right? In a complete disappear. It is, it's phenomenal. It really changes the understanding of what the human can do. So I'm going to pause there, because what's happening is, as you're asking the question, I'm in the now moment. I've actually lost focus what the question was. It's like this slide as I move forward. So I'm going to pause and come back to you
beautiful.
For the question.
Thank you for explaining all of that, including what it's like to be you right now. That's amazing. And no problem. You did answer the question. And just, you know, what a unique experience. And I'm so glad you're on this side of things, because I can imagine the cacophony of confusion that that would create. Ooh.
Is that mine?
You can't write that.
You can't write it. That's Mr. Jerome.
That's Jerome. I haven't heard from him in forever.
Yeah.
Oh, my
amazing,
God.
Amazing, right? He's tapped in.
Sorry, folks. That was a psychic moment I just had
Let's go down to Sotokata. Yeah.
Yes. So how very confusing, plus to be one thing, so scientific, so mathematical, to be doing this coding and everything, and all of a sudden you're thrown into this incredible woo life and woo experience. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about what used to take you hours, what now takes you minutes, what people started to experience, can, when you see energy and consciousness in real time, and how do you see it?
Sure.
What happens in someone's field when you begin recalibrating their frequencies?
So think of it like this. If you were to go to a healer and the healer says, listen, I like using shoulders for an example. It's fun. And they say, listen, your shoulder is an ancestor. Your shoulder issue is a past life issue. Your shoulder issue is childhood trauma. We know there are categories, right? But the issue is that there might be a dozen different things that you have to work through in order to remove what I call the energetic distortions of the shoulder. So you may have to go to that healer several times in order to get resolution. So for me, I literally open up the body and I pull out this bubble of trauma. This bubble is all of it, including the root cause. So the team has set this up in such a way, again, the team, that I don't have to know what it is. Now I can go into that bubble and tell you every detail of whatever needs to be done. But the team is adamant, no stories. No stories. Because if you knew that this was a childhood trauma, you'd be like, well, what trauma was that? When did that happen? Oh my God, I can't believe. And then all of a sudden these memories start coming up. And you actually pull it back into your body because you're holding on to the story. It's a natural human behavior. Mm-hmm. So without the story, you're able to release. So I literally pull this bubble out, and every 3 weeks, team comes through and they shift what I do. So think about having a toolbox full of tools. And I get to choose what tool I use in the session. And now they've done it so I don't actually need light language anymore. I can actually visualize the healing coming down within seconds. Everything's removed from the body. So again, no stories, distortions, contract. I know there's an entity. I know there's trapped energy. I open you up. I pull you out. I remove whatever's there. I talk to consciousness with light language and have discussions with your team, with your higher self, with all your teams, and literally negotiate a change in your life experience at times. I will bring down a new human template from the higher self that says, yes, they no longer have to have that experience. I'm able to work with the egoic mind and have a conversation with him or her so they allow the healing to happen. But I am able to tune in on exactly what is preventing the healing from happening. Now, the other beautiful thing that happens here is anybody with an earshot of the light language receives. Now, for you and I, we're having a conversation, right, where the person in the next room wouldn't even understand or even care about the conversation. However, the codes for that person are also present. So later on in this show, when we do the gift for your audience, when we give them an experience, is what I call it, it doesn't matter if it's live or on replay a year from now, everybody will receive exactly what they need. It's crazy, but this is what happens.
Are you saying, like the codes that you are guided to give to the audience, somehow that same code finds their way into each person, but meets them in the place where they need it? Or how does that work?
Yeah. So I'll do the how it mechanically works. Your team needs you to get something, a code, a healing, an activation, whatever it is, a knowing, right? Well, they need a human to do this. So they work through the divine, which is the team I work with. And the divine will take the codes that your team wants you to have, and it scrubs them. We have more than just our spirit team. We have our off-planet teams, and not everybody on our teams is in 100% alignment at all times, okay? So the divine will take those codes, and they scrub them to ensure that, one, they don't violate any universal laws. There are no backdoors, hooks, or what I call fine print, and there's no contracts, right? Receiving the codes does not enter you into those proverbial etherical contracts at all. But then the divine will take those codes and they up-level the frequency to the divine frequency. And those are what come through. So your team is setting you up for success by putting you in front of me, whether it be on replay or in person or through social media. It doesn't matter. But your codes are delivered. How it works beyond that, I'm still trying to get the answers. Like, how do you know this person's going to show up a year from now? They're like, we know.
Wow, that is really so interesting to me. And I like that. And in a way, you know, if you get out of the mind over all this, it totally makes sense because energy is energy, right? And so it finds its way where it needs to be. And somebody who's open to that and to receiving it is going to allow that to happen. And yeah, so on a very deep, I think, spiritual level, that totally makes sense. And so the Library of Creation.
Right.
That sounds like the name of a very cool book that I would read.
Yeah, so I'm trying to understand the Library of Creation myself. My team gives me what I call breadcrumbs, right? Now, you may have astral projection and memories of this past lifetime. I have none of that. My dreams are puppy dogs and kitty cats. Right. I have none of that, but I've done my job. This is my job. Like, I wasn't chosen. I've done it 3 billion times. This is a normal thing for me, but your team, I need you to re-ask the question, please. I've lost focus again.
Of course. What is the Library of Creation? Can you describe its multidimensional structure and how it serves as both a healing and a teaching field?
Thank you. So the Library of Creation is a place where everything that's ever existed is stored. Every thought, every emotion, every action, every shift and change for all species, right? We talk about the Akashic Records that holds information, usually it's trauma information, right, about things that we've done in the past. Well, the Library of Creation is literally everything. Everything that's ever been created from technology to the species are all in the library. As the human evolves, our frequency rises, we get access to more stuff. Well, the Library of Creation is now coming online. So the codes that I get from, I merge with what's called the omni-consciousness stream, a divine intelligence, kind of a fancy word, right? Again, it's marketing, right? I merge with this intelligence stream. Well, this is where those codes come from. So for me, yes, I have a large mission, but what if you can't see me, right? What if you want to do the work yourself? Well, you would go into the library. The library is designed under what I call the KISS principle. Keep it simple, silly, right? I get to design the rooms. Now, these are rooms you'd go into. There's like a room in the library. And for instance, you go into the room of your childhood trauma, right? Does anybody really want to know their childhood trauma? We really don't, right? But in the room, you would ask the library, please show me the objects that represent the childhood trauma impacting my shoulder. And these random objects would show up. And with those random objects, you show it gratitude and appreciation, and then you send it all the way, you release it. Well, what's happening here is your subconscious, your upper self, is giving you a visual. The visual is interacting with the library codes. The codes are actually shifting your energetic field in real time. So you get to do the work without having to really do the work. And it's not just one thing. It's like all your childhood trauma associated with that. You got to remove your past lives, your ancestors, you remove your karma. There's a room you can go into and actually meet and talk to your team. This is just, and it continues to expand and expand. There's a room that I did back in October, just recently, a room of activations. You go in there and there's crystals in the room and you get to ask for any activation you want. That's appropriate for you at the right time. We think activations have to happen at a certain time of year. I love the 8-8 portal. When do we all arrive for the 8-8 portal? On 8-8. But it's not like that. The only reason it arrives on 8-8 is because of these celestial alignments. But the codes are already in the library. You can get them from last year, next year. You just got to ask for them. Everything that's ever been existed is already there. So the library shows you how to work on yourself without having to have intricate knowledge of anything but a simple visualization and a question. So, yeah, that's what we're doing at the expo, the library creation. We're going to release it then.
Beautiful. And what Ken is referring to is the, it's coming again, the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. So actually, let's take a quick pause right here. I'm going to invite you a little deeper into this work, give you some information. Ken is speaking and also going to be doing this extraordinary work at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. I moderate panels there. I'm speaking. So we're both going to be heavily involved. Please come. Over 8,000 people walk through those doors every day. I believe it's over 200 speakers. It's well over 800 vendors. There's nothing like it on the planet. And it's only once a year, every year in February. Use my link. It's debbiedashinger.com/CLE. Pardon me. All the links for today are going to be in the show notes, so you'll find everything easily there. Also, I've got something very special for you. If you'd like to find out what your star seed galactic lineage is, go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Discover your galactic origins. That's D-E-B-B-I, no E, D-E-B-B-I, and the last name is Dachinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com/starseed. And also, if you would like, please join us. I love meeting you guys every month. People come from around the world to receive a 90-minute galactic shamanic healing. I do the healing work on the group. All you need to be doing is sitting in a very comfortable chair that you can lean back in, that's a quiet room, and receive. And we shift really big things. And boy, is this the year for shifting. So the next one's coming up. This is the same link every month. The next one coming up is about self-forgiveness and also timeline shifts. debbiedashinger.com/healing is the link for every month. Sign up, and I make this very accessible for everybody. And finally, I am going on the adventure of a lifetime in March, and it's starting to close. So if you want to come, don't just think about it. Don't think about it. It's the worst when an opportunity passes you by. I am traveling to Greece and Turkey, March of 2026, aboard the Celebrity Cruise Line. It's 10 days, and we're stopping off at all the major sites. This is a mystery school at sea, so the greatest presenters are going to be on board. All the presentations are included, and I can't wait for you guys to join us. I'll be there speaking. Laura Eisenhower, Debbie Solaris, Vivian Chavez, Geraldine Orozco, Neil Gore, etc. Go to mysteryschoolatsea.com. The cutoff is December 8th. So please, 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 if you want to do it, all you need to do is put down a deposit. Come join us to Greece and Turkey. So if these videos, if these interviews mean something to you, hype them. It helps. Your support by subscribing, by liking, by commenting helps us find more star seeds, more light workers around the globe who are really hungry for this information. And we want to feel supported by you, our community, just like we support you with these free gifts of healing and activations and information and connecting with amazing people like our guest today. So please hype this. Take a moment of your time to give back and especially subscribe. And I love seeing your engagement and your comments. I'm going to bring Ken back. Yeah, I love it too. Got to ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ken, so this is the time when I'm going to open it up for you. Mm-hmm. And I want to just start by asking you what you feel called. Do you feel called to do something? Are you like being directed to do something specific for us right now? Or what?
I call it free form, right? So we're going to give you whatever you need in particular. And the way this is going to work is, one, check your emotions, mm-hmm. check your mental state, check your physical structure, right? And you're going to set the intention to have your team through this work on whatever it is. And then I just want you to forget and just find that happy place, right? We call it gratitude, but you know, gratitude is a hard word for me. I think something happy, make me smile. And then allow the team to come in and just do their thing with no expectations. Now, you're going to hear light language. And for those of you who haven't heard of it, once you get past the giggle factor, right, you'll just let it happen. And here we go. Okay, kind of a short transmission there. So, how are you doing over there?
That was very, 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 very powerful.
Yeah.
I'm doing well. It's a little hard to talk, but
I can ground you if you need me to.
Yes, would you please? That was intense.
I'm going to do this without words. Hold on a second.
Okay.
This goes for everyone. They're all receiving right now. Okay, that should clear you up.
Okay. Yes. Wow. I've experienced your work before, but that was next level. That was, I kind of also really loved that it was like a rapid fire of stuff happening. I even saw things inside of myself. And when I was, whatever was happening there, I just kept saying to myself, go back to that happy place, go back to, you know, just to,
there we go. So every tone that comes through, the different speeds, the different is a different divine entity coming through for you. So, and I, when I'm doing that, I'm in the back of my head watching my mouth, making fun of them, because I can see the frequencies coming off my tongue, and I'm like, oh, you got the left side, you got the right side, you can't do that. Like I'm having a conversation with them because I don't know how everyone's receiving those codes, right? But these codes will go on for the next 3 days for folks. Now that was just 60 seconds, whatever that was, right? But you know, I do these every Wednesday for an hour, right? And other events that I do, and it literally shifts your world in a big time. So everyone's different, and everyone gets to get exactly what they need, which is beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Okay, amazing. It is beautiful, and I love that. I love that you're able to go. I mean, it's like magic dust, right? And everybody. Yeah. gets what they need, how they need it, and they can come back for more if they need more. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you questions, and then either you'll be able to answer them or something else?
Sure.
That will be very interesting to
me. Just have fun.
I've been doing this 18 years. I've never done that before.
but you can ask polarity questions. They won't answer a polarity question, right? And they don't do prophecy either.
Cool. Yeah, no problem at all. I'm not sure I believe in prophecy anyway, because we're always deciding and shifting timelines.
Everything changes so fast. How many times we said, next year is going to be, and we miss it. And next year is going to be, and we miss it. So yeah, they don't like to play that game.
Ah, good. All right. Yeah. So because I really like this breakdown that you gave us about the Library of Creation. From the perspective of the Library of Creation, what is happening on Earth right now in the collective energy field of humanity?
Sure. So I'm going to let them answer. Mm-hmm. What you're witnessing, as he always says, is the evolution of the human. While everyone's worried about the ascension, it's not the ascension that's actually taking place. It is a biological structural change of the human being into the crystalline form over the next 30 years. You are witnessing the evolution of a species. You are participating in the evolution of species in what you would call real time. You are the change. You are the shift. The work that you're doing on yourself moves through the entire collective to raise the entire collective at once. Ma'akira Kiro could recognize that this shift that's happening in the human structure itself actually resonates through the entire universe. The entire universe is going through its own evolutionary shift and changes. However, the focus is on you right now. The human is actually the slower the turtle, if you will, that we need to speed up. So again, over the next 30 years, you are going to witness the evolution of a species in real time in front of you.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And when you say that, so for somebody like me, so for people who are in their 50s or 60s or 70s, et cetera, and I hear this number a lot, this 30 year seems to be an important number for a lot of people that I have on the show. So if somebody like me is thinking, I don't know if I'll see 30 years. I don't know, maybe, but I don't know what my soul's choices are. But, and that kind of makes me feel a little left out, because I will have done so much work for all of us to get there. So what is in it for us, those of us who will depart and maybe not be 18, 20 or 30? I mean, people in their 30s will be fine. So what's in it for us? Like, what does that look like?
You're in it for you. Every single one of you that are here right now contain collective energies. He calls them distortions in the universe. The work that you're doing on yourself isn't the human work. It is your soul work. And as you shift those death energies from the soul, you are shifting the universe. Now, what is in it for you? You get to move to your next level. We love using the term level and the idea that you are going to shift to a version of you beyond the human experience that you have not had before. This is not just a game. You are evolving yourself using the human experience as a catapult to the next version of you. So while you're sitting here thinking, what's in it for me in the human experience, think about what's in it for you after the human experience, because that's where the fun's at. That's where the excitement's at. But sit tight. You are going to recognize the fruits of your physical labor in your lifetime, each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm. Yummy. There are so many souls here today, and I know a lot of the work that you do through Ken, and Ken does, is upgrading, recoding DNA and all of that. How can we do that as souls? How can we upgrade or recode our DNA so we can adapt to a higher dimensional consciousness?
You're doing it already. You just did it. You literally just experienced that. And then we also talk about the library itself. But recognize, most healers on this planet at this time have codes for you, the ones that are in alignment, of course. So you just need to go out and pursue, using your discernment, the healer that will give you what you're looking for. It's all out there. It is all out there. Doing the work on yourself is wonderful, but it's even better when it's done for you.
I like that,
which is
too.
What the team does. And recognize that them coming through, I'm not tapping in or tapping up. They're merged in the physical structure. So it's really strange to have Ken here, and then all of a sudden they're here without actually having to, you know, do toning or anything like that. So, yeah, you're talking to them. Everything come out of my mouth is actually from them with me at the same time. It's the oddest thing.
No. It's amazing, actually. Okay, so you said, you know, find the healer, find the one who can help. And so, and I agree, you know, I think there's a, it's beautiful how many souls are being awakened to this information and what's available with people like you. So if we want to stabilize our energy field amidst all this planetary chaos, amidst the polarity and this really rapid vibrational acceleration, what can we do? What can we do on our own when we're not working with you?
Drop the story. Drop the story of why, and we're using these fun words, you're broken. Yeah. Drop the story of what happened to you when you were a child. Drop the story of what happened to you at the grocery store. Drop the story of why you're not able to move forward. The story is literally a boat anchor right now.
Yeah.
When you drop the story and realize it's in the past, it's done, moving forward, then you can release that energetic charge and will discharge that energy that no longer serves. But the longer you say, man, that thing that happened to me back in the 20s, I'm never going to get over that person or that thing, you are literally blocking yourself from your own ascension, your own best version.
I agree. 100%. I've experienced that in talking to people. It doesn't happen much. I'm just going to give an example because I think it's good when people can see and maybe identify. There was somebody new who came into my life, a very bright light and very talented at what she does, and wanted to have lunch, but I'm aware that she's having significant financial issues. I mean, big, and has for a while. So we go to lunch, and I was very surprised when she started talking about her parents who had lived through the Depression. I think she's in her 60s. They had lived through the Depression. And hearkening that, she's in her 60s to her situation, I thought, that's a long time to choose the story that because of what they went through, that's now your storyline too, that somehow that infiltrated. And if it did, dear God, let it go or find someone to help you. But it was really shocking. And I always notice with folks who, especially around lack, who have a story, they don't see what's right in front of them. Because I've bought people lunches knowing they were in trouble. I've gift, like I gave her a gift of a beautiful gemstone net bracelet. And I, there's like, it's the story. It's not the gratitude. Oh my God, look at this amazing thing that just came. And what if more came like this, right?
So your friend, I'm connected to her now. Oh, so I'm connected to, as soon as somebody puts the consciousness thought, you, I'm connected to it. So I'm connected to all consciousness. I'm in that divine stream. Your friend has 8 storylines that she's playing off of. Eight timeline themes hitting her heart. She's literally in this bubble that she can't find a way out. So again, as you talk about something or someone, just like Jerome, the consciousness is connected.
Yes. Yes, that's super cool. And you're right, by the way. She's not, I would not call her an acquaintance because I get real clear with people. It's not for me. You have to surround your people who are vibrating where you are. It's so important, really. Life is too fast. So thank you for that. That's very apropos. The next phase for us, the next phase of evolution for healers, for light workers, a lot of us who have completed most of our clearing work, what's being asked of us now? Healers and light workers, what's next?
Well, it's what's going to happen here, the way they explain it to me is, you know, we talk about superhumans, right? They tell me there are thousands of gifts that have never been written down before. Those are all coming online. You know, the idea of the superhuman will become a common human in 11 to 12 years is the number they just gave me. You'll start seeing these all show up. So as we move into that, the idea of healing is a natural thing for everyone, right? It's not just us who are connected. It's everyone. We literally shift because when we start seeing people do these superhuman feats, and we won't name them, we'll just say the superhuman feats, it changes the way we change. So when you start seeing people show up to do X thing and their bodies are shifting and changing, there's a 100 monkey effect. You get 2 or 3, 4 or 5 people doing these amazing superhuman things, and it moves through the entire consciousness. This is coming wave after wave after wave. So we'll all be healers, we'll all be psychic, we'll all be telepathic as a normal standard process.
Wow, that's even deeper. I was aware that telepathy is going to be the name of the game, but you're taking it to another level.
Oh yeah, they show me some of this stuff, right? And so my body, when my event happened, so 2018 was 7 years ago, roughly, 2 years into it, my body began vibrating, right? And it was really weird. I thought something was wrong with me, and more and more and more, but it was a delicious, it felt delicious. I just wanted to leave. I didn't want to move. And now, so they're shifting my body into the crystalline form. In order for me to do the things I'm doing, the body itself has to shift. So when I don't move, I get this numbness that comes over my face and in my arms. I can almost feel every cell of my body just rapidly vibrating, and it gets more intense every month, to the point where me and melatonin are best friends. Sleeping is very difficult. But yeah, so they're shifting the body, and I'm not the only one.
Yes.
Right? But it takes some of us to show up to begin shifting the human structure.
If the folks who are listening, if they feel disconnected from the higher blueprint, what's the first step to restoring the coherence in their energy system?
Stop looking upwards and start looking inside. Everything you need is inside. Every question you need to ask on how to move into the upper realms is already inside of you. But you have to answer the question, but Adike, what's wrong with me? Why can't I feel? Why can't I move through? What's wrong with my relationship? Again, these are all energetic distortions. When we remove those things, we get connected. The other thing we want to mention is when you heal the physical body, when you remove the pain and the distortion, the emotional, the mental issues that are plaguing you every moment of every day, then you can have that clear consciousness. Because why? Because now you can allow, you can focus. When you are in discomfort, emotionally, physically, mentally, where's your focus at? It's on the pain. Period. So this is why they're coming in and they're removing the distortions now. And they're doing it for thousands of people at once. So we can get in, connected in to find out, hey, who am I? What am I? I know what I don't want to be. I don't want to be that broken relationship person, right? Or so on and so forth. But again, there are hundreds of thousands of us out there to help every single one of everyone else. Identify the things that are holding you back. The team says, listen, she says, there are a zillion things happening out there. And they're referring to the galactic realms. Right, we got all this news coming in. We've got all these people who are sincerely and truthfully, honestly tapped into these different entities. Entities, a positive word there, please. All these different entities and species. But the team's like, listen, you need to go inside if you want your real answers. Because don't get distracted with everything happening out there. And when they say that, they're really talking about the ET stuff in the news. Don't get distracted with that. All right, everything you need's in here. And when you are able to tap in and go in, you can. Applies to you, and that's where you need to go.
That was very interesting. You had a big blip there. That was really interesting. That must have been some potency. When you heal people, Ken, do you get healed?
No.
Really?
See this? And we talk about the hollow bone. Well, the hollow bone, the way it's designed for me, is there's not a single piece of code in any of that for me. Now, the reasoning that is because if there was code in there for me, guess what I would want to do? I'd want to intercept it. I'd want to grab my codes. I might want to manipulate that stream so I don't have gray hair anymore, right? I don't get codes. In fact, I only know of one other person who's able to shift my energy field. And that person is also connected to the divine consciousness stream. No one else is allowed to do this. So, you know, even when I'm doing my work, I don't connect to any other entity. Like, I don't go to a particular species who might have a med bed or none of those things. They don't allow me to do any of that. So I have to sit here and age and gold and wear my glasses. And I get so frustrated. I have a catalog of hundreds and hundreds of things you can work on my website. And one of them is eyes. And it happens all the time. People get their eye heals. And I'm like, I even play it in the mirror, like, fix me. But they're like, your codes aren't there. Because it takes away the human's desire to take advantage of the situation. So I don't get healed.
Wow.
No.
Very interesting. So do you work a lot with this person who can work on you?
I do. But here's the other thing. If I go into the library, I can receive my codes. But I can't receive them through my own channel.
I see. Okay. That's right. Very interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's very humble too, in a way. To what a big mission, you know, to show up for other people, and not be.
I call it frustrating. I call it frustrating. I'm like, please.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, especially when you see what can happen out here. Like, hey, some of that for me so I can do this longer, better, faster, wiser, all of that.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, no stories, no memories of anything. I don't have codes in there. I literally am a vessel. This is true as it is. I don't benefit from this, you know, other than, you know, the business, but I don't benefit as the human. You know, I've done it 3 billion times and it feels like just another job. And I'm not to downplay, it really is an important job. But to me, it's like, hey, all right, I'm here again. So.
Oh, so beautiful. So Ken, finally, tell us what message would the Library of Creation wish to share directly with us/humanity at this very pivotal moment? Is there a code? Is there a remembrance? Is there a call to awakening?
Your creativity and your imagination is your only limitation. You've heard that over and over and again, but even when you go into the library, your imagination, your creativity on what it is that you desire and what you want to shift can be delivered to you. You just have to ask. And that's what the library is all about, asking the question to receive.
How can people find you? What do you offer? Tell us the buffet of what you offer for folks who are interested.
So, bummer news. I don't do one-on-one sessions anymore. I've been doing so many of them, 50 a week or something like that. Crazy, right? 10 a day. So you don't need to see me personally. When you show up, I do events every Wednesday night. I've got big events twice a month. I've got a catalog where your codes are sitting in the catalog, hundreds and hundreds of things, from physical to spiritual growth, third eye openings, DNA activations, anything is possible in this catalog. When you show up, even to my social media, which is kenlloyd.official for all my social media, and I'm always dropping free stuff, anytime you hear that light language, you are receiving your codes, no matter what the topic is. Doesn't matter if it's 60 seconds long like we did, or if it's a two-hour event. Right, but go to the website. You can sign up for my social media, which is the Evolutionary Human, Ken Lloyd, and just check out all the comments. You know, there's thousands of people in there that are sharing their stories and receiving over and over and over. It is mind-boggling when I read the stories of shifts that have happened to people. I mean, it's not mind-boggling, but it's mind-boggling at the same time. Like, wow, could never have guessed these things. And I won't get into all the stuff, but check it out. I mean, social media is free.
Yes, absolutely. And your website's right there, kenlloydofficial.com. And Conscious Life Expo, February, it's the third week of February 2026. DebbieDashinger.com/CLE for Conscious Life Expo, CLE. What are you talking about there? What are you doing?
So, we're doing a 45-minute workshop on the library. Going to give you a taste of it. Then we're doing a 90-minute workshop, a little longer library. In this particular 90-minute, I think we're doing the meditation called the chamber. We're going to be doing that. So the library isn't so much about meditations as you go and do the work, but there is meditation. And then finally, on that Monday, is a 2.5-hour event. So imagine 2.5 hours of me doing what we just did for 60 seconds. Yeah, it's going to hit you hard in a good way.
How do you put people, seriously, that amount of time? Because I'll probably come. How do you put people back together again after that?
Just like I did with you.
Wow.
I'm able to shift the, okay. So we're removing the distortion. At the same time, your field is like, oh, it's like a fragmented hard drive. You know, kind of, you know, to use those old, you know, old school words. It's reforming, and I'm able to accelerate your coming down, if you will, without interfering with your own evolution or process or healing. Yeah. And I might even call you out in the audience. So one of the things I just did in San Diego was, you know, did an event there, and I call people out of the audience and heal them in real time.
That's beautiful. What a gift. That's nice. That's also fun to watch.
It's fun.
Somebody
I find it
to be in one place and see them afterwards.
Yep. Posture's changing, arthritis is gone, pain, all, you know. So yeah, no, I find that's the joy I get. That literally moves my day.
Well, Ken, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
I don't have any. And I know that sounds bad, but I don't have any needs, wants, or desires. And this isn't a negative depression thing. I literally have everything in life that I want right now. And I show up every day doing the one thing that makes me happy. So what's going to come for me? I'm merged with my team of divine consciousness in my physical structure. It's like, what do they want? And that's how it works. They literally plan everything for me. But they don't tell me the plan.
Except that you know you'll be a Conscious Life Expo next
that
year.
That I will be. That I will be. Yes.
Well, I can't wait to see. I mean, I've known you for several years, and to finally meet you in person, that's going to be very joyous and very special.
Well,
so
thank you.
Thanks for the work you do. Thank you for gifting us with this. Really, like, it doesn't feel brief. I know you keep saying 60 seconds, but it felt a lot grander than that. Thank you for all of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I end today's show with this reminder, the frequencies that you seek are already within you. The healer is simply a mirror. So when you remember your original design, distortion dissolves and creation itself begins to sing through your cells. You are not here to find your light. You are here to be the architecture of it. This has been Dare to Dream for curious souls connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Next week on the podcast, you will meet Jonathan, a voice of clarity and wisdom channeled by John Klug. Thank you so much for joining us today on Dare to Dream. And remember, leave a comment, subscribe, and be sure to love one another.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.